Hi everyone, welcome back to Cook Talk, the official podcast of Pennycook Athletic Football Club. I'm your host, Dougie Penman. I'd like to thank everyone for your patience over the last week or so as we've had another hiatus. This is just as we move to our fortnightly recording schedule until the start of the new competitive league season, which will hopefully be sooner rather than later, but fingers crossed. Tonight we've got something a little bit different for you as we look back at the Cookies' return to training as the players were back at Pennycook Park for the first time in 154 days last Saturday for the first pre-season training session of the new campaign. We caught up with first team manager Tony Begg, new first team coach Dean Shanks, club captain Aaron Somerville and new summer arrival Paul Thompson. We'll hear from them now. We'll let you listen to the wee snippets we recorded from them. Hopefully you can hear them all as well. There was seems to be a run of technical issues just now, but hopefully you'll be able to hear them all and understand them all. Tony, welcome back to Pennycook Park. How does it feel to be back with the team for the first session?
Brilliant to be back, Dougie, and just to see the boys is great. It's been a long 5 months since we've been together. I've been up here two or three times during lockdown and posted on my social media pictures of the ground and it's empty and how much we're all missing it. So to be able to come back today was great. Okay, it wasn't normal, you know, we're in groups of four and we're socially distancing and adhering to all the regulations that have been put in place. But even with all of that, it's still great just to get a touch of the football and just get everybody back and together again. I think the way things are at the moment, all things being equal, and we can come back a wee bit closer to normal training, if you like, come the sort of 24th of August. So today really was to get the players back. We've done some testing to see how their fitness has been. Results of that have been great. You know, they've all been working really hard in the extended break, if you like, and you can see that today. I'm absolutely delighted with the results that they've had. We'll only train once a week until the 24th of August, I think, or at least until the week before that, really just to start to get the group back together again and build the team spirit. And then hopefully, all things being equal, we'll get the go-ahead come that date in August when we can properly get a start back to pre-season.
Has it been difficult to plan for sessions and with all the regulations that you've got to adhere to?
Yeah, it has. It's not easy. You know, I'm not a great lover of training in groups of four and no contact, but that's just the way it has to be. So yeah, it's a test. But Dave, Dean and Muff have done a brilliant job in putting together today's training session. They spent a lot of time during the week looking at what would be worthwhile for the boys and what would be enjoyable for them. And I think they managed that today. I think the boys enjoyed the session. So now delighted with what they've done to overcome the challenges or the restrictions that we've got at the moment.
And there was a couple of new faces here today, Paul Thompson coming in and Joe Viola returning from Moan. How does it?
Yeah, so obviously we've announced him on social media already, so I'm delighted that I got Paul over the line and he's joined us. It was an area that I was just looking for more competition, and Paul's a player that I've been aware of for a long time, so he's the kind of defender that I like, so delighted to get him in the door. And Joe, you know, it was always a plan last year to loan Joe out to Lothian, and they looked after him really well. Joe had a brilliant period there, and he's come back flying and ready to challenge for a place in the starting 11, which is brilliant. That's what we're looking for him.
Thank you, Tony.
Thank you.
Dean, welcome to Pennycook Park, your first training session with the club today. How did you feel it then?
That was very good. Aye, the boys all came back and they're in good shape. And it was just great for everybody to get together today. So I am really pleased and I'm sure the gaffer is as well. So yeah, enjoyed it.
And you've joined the coaching staff for the new season. What do you think you'll bring to the team?
I think I'll bring some experience as well. And you know, you already see there's a great group to work with. And obviously, if I can help push that group forward in any way, I'm more than happy to do so.
And you look forward to the new season, hopefully finally get underway soon.
Aye, I think we all are. I just want to get started, as we all do. It's been a long time. It was great to just get to meet all the players face-to-face today. And obviously the hard work starts now and building towards making Pennycook Athletic successful next season.
Sammy, welcome back to Pennycook Park. How does it feel to be back with the boys?
Feels strange. Feels good to be back, obviously. But feels strange being back on grass with a foot by your feet, I'm not gonna lie.
Also strange being in Kennycook with this sort of weather noise there.
No use to this anywhere really. Especially when you get asked to do the bleep test first session back, but the boys are looking alright, they've been working hard, so that's all you can ask for.
Is it pleasing as well to see the fitness levels of the boys coming in?
I was quite interested coming in to see how the boys did, but everybody looks pretty sharp. We know ourselves on the chat that boys have kind of been pushing each other every week, try to beat their runs, try to beat their times, go further, go for longer, harder runs. So I knew the boys would be looking all right, because at the end of the day, if you didn't do it, you're going to get found out. So. And the boys are looking quite sharp. It'll take a few sessions to get back used to it. But initially, boys are looking all right. So.
And obviously, it's been a while since we've been here, but shall we message for the supporters who are still missing us?
Just stick in. Hopefully, we'll be back sooner rather than later and get back to some normality.
Paul Thompson, welcome to Pennycook Park. Your first training session with the team today. Did you ever envision to be under these sort of circumstances?
No. Tell you what a day for the first session back. It's great to meet everyone. Everyone's been really welcoming, brilliant. Gives a good benchmark to see where our fitness is as well, and I was quite to be improved.
And obviously, joining us from Vale leaving, but as a centre half, what do you think you're bringing to the team?
So, okay, my game's pretty simple. Try and clear lines and stop goals from going in the net, kind of thing. So, hopefully, bring a bit of athleticism as well to the team, and maybe a bit of leadership as well. Keep their back line strong.
And obviously, it's empty today, but you're looking forward to playing here at Pennycook Park?
Yeah, no, I'll tell you what, you get something to wait for. No, really looking forward to playing the first game, and pleasant to be starting here. Can't wait.
I'm now delighted to be joined by former Pennycook striker Wayne McIntosh, and we're going to have a wee chat about his 38 goal season at Pennycook Park in 2018-19. Wayne, how are you?
Hi, just been away, pal. Just obviously been working away, back to work now, been busy with work. Obviously, the circumstances have been not much football happening, so it's just been busy with work. I've just been working hard, pal, to be honest with you.
Aye, so the reason I wanted you to come on the podcast tonight was to talk about your season at Pennycook Park back in 2018-19. You joined us that summer after you left Bonnyrigg, but how did that move come about?
Yeah, to be honest with you, it was Johnny obviously approached me, and obviously I was off at the Bonnyrigg now, and the David is because of the strip. Obviously, David White came in, and I played under David. And it was questioning if I was going to be there or not, and obviously with the contract, it was like he wanted me, so they'd do a pre-season before they could offer them that contract. And to be fair, I felt a wee bit let down by that, because obviously I've been in the club 2 years prior to that, and I just thought to myself, there was a wee bit of respect there for him. So Johnny came in for me. He was obviously not throwing the kitchen thinking about it, but he really wanted me. He was on the phone, he was never off the phone, he was saying everything what I wanted to hear. And I wasn't even sort of getting that off of David, the visors off of David White at the time. If David did want me to stay, he wanted me just to do a pre-season. He was just sort of questioning my commitment. It was obviously because there was times I was late, or maybe things that was regarding work. I wasn't doing it intentionally, it just happened. My business sort of was taken off. And but anyway, I just thought that Johnny wanted me a wee bit more than what he was showing, so that sort of turned my head a wee bit. And obviously, I know you're a good club, we've played it a few times. He's always run his course, and I care a few of the lads that were up there at the time as well. So it made sense, and I just obviously had a good think about it. And I wee change was in the club, and I just went for it. And to be honest, I enjoyed it.
You mentioned that you played against us a few times, but what was your first impressions when you came in the dressing room, and were you looking forward to reviving your strike partnership with Sammy?
I thought, honestly, Sammy's a great lad, and I've played obviously Sammy a few times in the past, and he's always been great, and obviously we've scored a lot of goals together, and just seeing Sammy again is a great character, a great
was that as well? That was when they moved to the Conference Leagues after all the clubs moved over to the East of Scotland Leagues. But what were your expectations going into the conferences? On your friendly debut against Auckland Lake Talbot, but the first competitive goal, you went through the League Cup group stage and unfortunately couldn't find the back of your net, but you got your first goal against Oakley on the 11th of August. Do you have many memories of that?
You're meeting me, John. My memory for Oakley, was that, I can't actually remember that. Was that away? Was that away? I'm sure it was away, wasn't it?
No, it was at Pennycook. I can't remember. I think it was maybe Scotty played the ball through and you sort of took it on your left and just put it in the bottom right corner.
Listen, it was just good to score.
You got your first hat trick as well a month later in a 7-0 win against one of your former clubs, Arniston Rangers. Have you got... You remember that one?
I remember that one, to be honest with you. I do remember that one. That went definitely away. That was good. It's always good to score goals. It gives you confidence and you can go on for there. Scoring goals, like you say, it does. It just gives you confidence and you're going there. And I was sharp. It was good to get going. And the boys always played around as well. Okay, and I was scoring goals, but the bonus, obviously, I was getting to like Scotty and like star guy like Sam Jones and Aaron Ponton and these guys. Somebody linking up with somebody scoring goals each other. So, Ken, these guys are putting on a plate for me to finish it. But I know that was good scoring against Arniston, getting a hat trick against Arniston. It was good.
You mentioned how much Johnny put in to get you to the club in the summer. So, what were your thoughts in early October when he took the Berwick Rangers job? So that transitioned then into Kev Milne and Tony Begg taking over. Did you find there was much change when they came in?
Really well, I thought.
As we went into New Year, we had 100 goals. We had actually scored 100 goals up to that point in the season, with yourself having scored 26 of them. Is that having a wee bit of satisfaction that you scored a quarter of our goals that year?
To be honest, I didn't really obviously expect to score that way. I didn't look at it that way. I just take always each game as it comes. Obviously, it's good, and for you to like look at it and tell me that, that's what I've done. And to get back, and obviously, it is a good achievement, and to score any goals is good. But I just try and just keep going and do as much as I can, and that's what I've done. Like many clubs I've been to, I didn't look at, oh, look, well, I've scored this X amount of goals to this year or to that month or whatever. I just keep trying to go out every Saturday, game all, and try and score a goal. Brilliant, if I can even maybe set up a goal, even better. As long as the team always wins, and that's it. But as a striker, it's good to score goals, and that's in a nutshell, eh?
Yeah, you mentioned the assisting there as well. You actually ended the season with 15 assists. Was that something you thought you were a bit underrated at, setting up goals as well?
Well, to get that as soon as that's brilliant, I'm chuffed with that, to be honest with you, to set up goals, because it's up.
And also at the end of that season, we went on and we won Conference A with a final day draw against Musselburgh. But what was your thoughts going into that day and getting over the line? First round of the playoffs, we played Broxburn at Pennycook and we won 3-2 and a very rare long distance goal from yourself. Would you say that was maybe your best goal for Pennycook?
Probably one of the best, maybe up there, one of the best goals I've scored. I've scored some good goals in my career, like young, but I think that after every one of them, like it was a cracking goal. And to be honest, it's funny you say that, because I used to, the big news reporter, big Scott Thompson, he actually used to say to me, "Thank you, never ever scored any goals at the book." But listen, scoring a goal at the box and scoring a goal for 2 yards, a goal's a goal for me. But listen, obviously, the circumstances that day, the game it was, the hype it was a big crowd. Yeah, the rattle, to have a strike like the way I did, and to go on, obviously, the top corner, and the game it was magic. I was really over the moon. It was a lovely strike. I was delighted, to be honest with you. So, and it was good, obviously, we went on and we won that crap day as well, so that made it even better, to be honest with you. That was icing on the cake for it.
Disappointed that Ryan Baptie beat you to goal of the season for that?
I know, that's it. I hear that Ryan Baptie got it, so I know. Ryan's a cracking player, he's got somewhere for him, to be honest with you. When he connects with him and the beast of Tandy as well, he's a fellow one who's got some strength in that left foot. Listen, fair play on TV, so there was a few good goals that season. Up there, if I can recall a few of them. So yes, well done to Ryan Baptie, but I know there's decent happening.
And also we moved on then, having won the first round of the playoffs, we made the trip to your former club, Bonnyrigg Grows, and lost out 2-1 and ultimately didn't get promotion. But was it quite disappointing to have come so close and not quite got over the line?
To be honest with you, it was. Obviously, it was up mid-week, up there, big crowd. Bonnyrigg are a good side, I've never got away from that, they're a good side, I've seen them up the plan, a lot of the guys are still there, they're a good, well organised side. They were good. To be honest with you, looking at our sort of, I don't think we sort of played as well as we could, obviously. If and but, I don't know what to say then, but I thought we didn't play as well as we could that night. But in hindsight, we've got a goal, and I thought we heard them on a shaky nail in the last maybe 5-10 minutes of the game. I know we've left it, and we actually had a great chance. And to be honest with you, the boy Stephen Notman, he really should have scored tonight. Obviously, Ken, you still know what it is, but he should have, to be honest with you. And that could have maybe got us a wee draw that night on the day, whatever. And that could have made a difference. But listen, these things happen. It's football. Warnerig, obviously, they're a good side. They actually went to Broxburn and they were getting beat, whatever score. Because I remember playing at Brainy's, I think it was, and I think they were getting beat 2-1, and that was enough to put us through, if I'm right. And I sort of heard that in the middle of the game, and I was thinking there was only like 5 minutes to go or 10 minutes to go or whatever. And Borderick being Borderick, obviously, they went on and sort of they won the game. So listen, you sometimes just need to just take your hat off to them and say to them they deserved it. Came in to get the win that day. Listen, this is football. These things happen. You need to take your chances. You need to take your chances in football, and goals change games and change decisions and things like that. So, things happen. They regret these things happen to you.
Well, that then led on to your final appearance for the club on the 4th of May. We played Linlithgow Rose at Pennycook, as a game you've already mentioned. It was the same time Bonnie were playing Broxburn, and we ultimately drew that 3-3 and went out on penalties. But you did get your last goal for the club that day. Do you remember that at all?
I actually do remember that goal, to be honest with you. I remember that day, to be quite well, and really a good goal. Obviously, not just looking at the goal, I've seen that a couple of times on the videos. I know it was good to play, good life, but play the game was obviously, it was a funny one that day, to be honest with you. It was a funny game, the one little game. It wasn't that big a crowd in there, and the height wasn't sort of there. But, right, and done all right. I remember the goal was good, the boys were done all right, but I unfortunately went to the penalties again. I'm sure we went to the penalties a couple of times that season. These things happened, but I remember that day.
Linlithgow
were a good side.
Linlithgow
were a good side that they went through that day, but
these
things happened to
me. Aye. So that was your final appearance for the club, and you moved on that summer and ended up joining Sandys. But what was the sort of the reason for leaving?
Well, there were a couple of reasons, to be fair. I couple of reasons, and obviously the circumstances where obviously you need to look at. I looked at the bigger picture, obviously with the work situation and my son, and obviously I'm 25, and I've always toyed with the idea that it's retiring as well. To be fair, like I'm going to retire. I've been going to retire for the last 3 years prior to that, but I never sort of got on it again. I always stayed on. But I said I'm signing with Sandys, and I've sort of got a win-win situation, to be honest with you, because I can go to the Sandys games and I can take my son to the Hibs games as well. So it was a bit of a no-brainer in the end, because I need to obviously be there. I've had my time sort of at the level what I've played. And it is obviously a commitment, regardless of anything. It's a commitment still, like semi-professional football. Ken, it's Tuesday, Thursday, Saturday. You can leave this early morning or Saturday, no getting home to like 7:30 at night, 8:00 at night, whatever it is. You need to look at the sort of, you need to look at that and sort of go over it and say to yourself, Ken, is it worth it? I've been lucky enough, to be honest with you. I've been lucky enough. I played for teams. I've won the league. Ken, I've won cups. I've went on like cup runs and been beat teams and things like that. So I've been fortunate. I've played for decent teams and won leagues and, like say, come to yourselves for one season and winning a conference. Won an hour league, if you want to say. It was good. So I've got no regrets, to be honest with you. Only one regret. I was gutted that I never got a top goal scorer award, to be honest with you. But I'm not going. But just a wee joke aside. Listen, it's something you did in the day, but I was gutted on the night, as you saw the Ken, but these things happen. But no, listen, I've loved playing for Pennycook. I've not got any regrets leaving Bonnerig and coming to yours. these things happen. I came and enjoyed my time up there. All the supporters were fantastic towards me. All the committee, yourself. I had a really good time up there. The players were brilliant as well. Great lads as well. And I still speak to a lot of them now. I'm chuffed. I didn't have any regrets. And I had some good times up there. And some the fans always used to give me support as well. They always used to cheer me on and shout me on. So that does it for me. When I get that, it just makes me try even harder, because that's fun at the end of the day. I date for the club, for my team, but for the fans, they come and watch. They pay their money to come and watch. And if I can score a few goals and win the game, it makes their day afternoon a lot better as well.
Finally, you mentioned all sort of working out with the move to Sandys and winning leagues. You done it again at Sandys?
T-shirts, footballs, and some bibs and that, just to help out, because they're just an amateur side, but they're a really good amateur side, and they say that I still get the buzz, to be honest with you, funny enough, when I'm scoring goals out for them, I still get the buzz about it, so it's good, they're a good bunch of lads, and like you say, I'm going to sign up there again for this next season, whenever it's going to start, but hopefully we can get back kicking a ball soon again.
Fingers crossed. So thanks for coming on. It's been good to catch up with you, and wish you all the best for the new season with Sandys whenever it comes.
Listen, same to you, and obviously tell with the guys and the bad and that, tell them all we're asking for them, and I hope you can go on and do the business, because I'll be looking at the results and that following you on the internet.
Perfect, thank you very much.